Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. This is People Power Radio. We're getting ready to hit the tune. We're going to float your boat here in about 30 seconds. The music is designed to prepare you for what's coming on the other side. Stay with us. The weather words here in Oklahoma City, it's 26 degrees Fahrenheit, wow. A couple of days ago, we were really, really frozen, ice streets. I'm sure all of y'all, I want y'all to take care of yourself because I want all of y'all to be safe, okay? With the most, that tree shaker, Michael Washington, right here in Oklahoma City. Tonight we're going to have a very exciting program, and we hope that all of you are trying to tune in now that you will tune in and go back and share this program with those others who may not have had an opportunity to get here. It is a good thing that we do record all of our shows for future references, so we want y'all to know all that at the same time. Again, I'm Brother Michael Washington right here, Baba Wetapa right here in Oklahoma City. Again, your host with the most. And right now, we're getting ready to do a broadcast called The 13th Amendment, Part 2. We're going to have a very special guest here tonight who was also on our first program when we did 13th Amendment about a month and a half ago. She's here tonight. And it's his sister, Pam Sam, who is also the creator of the African Holocaust Museum in Africa. We're going to be calling on her shortly, but before I do, I want to take a little bit of time to talk a little bit about the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution and what it means to you and I. And my question is, does the 13th Amendment actually free the African-American here in the Western Hemisphere? I think our special guest has different thoughts about that, so we're going to let her, on our own time, give us an idea of why she feels that way, and I'm sure others will give you a time as well after she finishes. And you'll also have an opportunity to ask her questions later on in the broadcast. All right, thank you all very much for indulging me and giving me your time and patience. I will appreciate it. And actually, when our actual co-host arrive, which is Sister Mayette Ubor, if she gets on here in time, she's obviously in some other area of study. So we definitely would like for her to say a few words after she gets here. So until she comes, I'm going to hold up the banner for her and let her know that we love and respect her. So whatever she's doing, we hope that she's careful and that she's safe and with Godspeed. Thank y'all very much. There's a lot of things going around about the 13th Amendment, y'all, okay? We want to know, what is the 13th Amendment? What does it actually mean to us as African-Americans here, or whatever your name, blacks, whatever colored people, whatever name you want to give us here in the Western Hemisphere? Now, the 13th Amendment was said to have been passed by the legislators on January 31st, 1865. Now, it was said to have been ratified by the Congress during that time, according to the edicts and authority of the former President Abraham Lincoln, who we know was assassinated based upon his altruistic mannerisms regarding the African-American race here in the Western Hemisphere. This meant then, for the most part, after the Emancipation Proclamation, which again was passed on January 1st, 1862, by then President Abraham Lincoln, what it did was give an African-American, at least on paper, an opportunity to feel free from bondage, slavery, suffering, and death with respect to having to be forced on the slave plantations to serve the slave master's interests without being paid, being beaten if they didn't go to work, working up from sun up to sundown. So that is basically what the 13th Amendment did. However, you must also understand, everyone, that even though the 13th Amendment was passed and the Emancipation Proclamation was passed, a lot of slaves who knew nothing about the foreign land in which they would be forced off into opted to stay along with their slave masters no matter how they were being treated, because at least they figured they had a home rather than having to go out now and accept responsibility. So, again, that is very important that we understand that. Now, again, from the Emancipation Proclamation to their 13th Amendment, we also have what we call Juneteenth, which was also a part of the modification and recognition of a continuation holiday celebrating the folks in Galveston, Texas, the black folks in Galveston, Texas, when Robert E. Lee surrendered to the General Granger of the Union and said, okay, we're going to give up. Now we're going to let these African-Americans know that here in Texas, in Galveston, Texas, 5 months after the 13th Amendment was passed through the Emancipation Proclamation, now these people in Galveston, Texas, 5 months later, are going to know now that they are set free. Okay, you people set free. Go ahead and be able to do what you want. The slave master can no longer enslave you in bondage and force you to work for nothing. Now, having said that, I want to move on now, and we're going to get ready to call Sister Pam Sam here in just a second here, but let me say one more thing before I go. This is where we get the term Juneteenth from, because it was on June 19th, 1865, again, 5 months after the ratification of the actual 13th Amendment, that the people in Galveston, Texas realized that they were no longer slaves and were free to go about their daily lives as they saw fit. So, again, it was on June 19th, which, again, that's why we have two of the words, June and Teenth, which is 19th, short for 19th, and that is the now a holiday recognized in cities, states, and countries all over the world. Right now we're going to call in our beautiful sister here, Pam Sam. Again, it's always a pleasure. How are you doing, by the way, sister? Tell me what's on your mind, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for let's doing part two, because we have to reiterate in our minds exactly what's going on, what's happening to us now. And it goes all the way back to that 13th Amendment, the amendment that says, and this is what they teach us, that that 13th Amendment ended slavery. Mm-hmm. And that's a half-truth. And a half-truth is a lie. Because it only ended chattel slavery. Ooh. Chattel slavery is when you are an animal. Your body is owned by that slave owner. He can rape you. He can sell you. Mm-hmm. He can beat you. He can kill you. Wow. That is not what was practiced as slavery that you see in the Bible and anywhere else. This chattel slavery was new in the Americas, raking up families, making it to where you couldn't keep your name that you have. You couldn't keep your language that you have. None of that ever happened before in the history of mankind. Chattel slavery. Now the 13th Amendment, you have to think of, war does not end when the fighting stops. It ends when the two warring parties get together and start making decisions on how they're gonna not go back to fighting.
Right. Right.
That's what happened. The Republicans and the Democrats got together, wrote that 13th Amendment. We weren't at the decision making on it. That part of that 13th Amendment that they don't mention, they always say it's free slavery, but they don't say if you are committed of a crime, then you are a slave, right? Then you are an indentured slave. You're not chattel anymore, but
you are an indentured
slave as long as we say so. That was put in there by purpose for them to end fighting because they still needed to use us for labor for their economy. The cotton still needed to get picked. The sugar cane still needed to be milled. The buildings needed to be built. The roadways needed to be done. That was still there. So that 13th, that part about putting indentured slavery, that violates the part of the Constitution that says the pursuit of happiness, that we're supposed to have the right for the pursuit of happiness. Now, how are you happy that you've been put in prison like this brother that just got out after 44 years of attempted rape in Louisiana for 44 years? Attempted rape. Now, those 44 years, if he had been married with three or four children, and he could have made even $20,000 a year for 44 years, that is almost $1 million that has not been brought to the family and his children. That's what that 13th Amendment is done. And what it does is he went to work for AT&T. He went to work for Verizon. He went to work for Walmart and made the shareholders wealthy, but not supporting his family.
Amen.
That's the damage. That second part of the emancipation of that 13th Amendment, that clause that said in case, and they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew that they were going to have the vagrant laws to where if you didn't have a job, they could put you in jail.
There you go.
They knew that this is what was going to happen. And when they killed Lincoln and got Johnson in, then the whole thing just, they withdrew the Northern soldiers out. And it went back to something even more horrible than slavery, because we weren't getting hanged during slavery. That wasn't happening. All that lynching happened afterwards because we were no longer.
That's right.
Yes.
During the Jim Crow laws, that's when it really started happening.
Right. So I applaud you, Michael. That's what drew me to you because you are a fighter in your area. You are doing good. And it's like it's 100 of you. You all got your fingers in the dam, a hole in the dam.
Mm-hmm.
Anything happens to you, water is going to come into the area that you're in. We have to work to stop the water to dam up the water, to stop it from that's what we
stopping
have to
up.
Do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to stop the water flow. Because, and it's going to be a hard fight. The reason why is because AT&T, Walmart, Verizon, all of these major corporations are getting
a killing
off of the labor, and their shareholders. So all the rich people that have stock, all the people that got stock in those, they're participating in it, and they don't want less prisoners in prison. They don't want that. They want more.
Slows down
so
the production process.
Right. So we need to cut that out because they're getting money and the families, your children aren't getting the money. The families, and we hush-hush. If somebody in the family goes to prison or jail, don't nobody share it. We all just leave them there. You know, it's like they die. We just leave them there.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, because I had a second cousin. He went to prison and nobody told me at all.
Wow.
It's sort of like a family secret that he went to prison. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
That's right.
We all can be victimized of jaywalking, of some violation that where they get a tap on the hand and we get prison time. So
that's frightening.
Yeah, and for us to attack it, we have to do just like we did with, and it was one man that came up with the idea, Dr. Houston, and he taught Thurgood Marshall and other teams of lawyers to break up that separate but equal. They proved that it was damaging, that it wasn't good, and we have to prove that second part of the 13th Amendment is damaging. And how we can do it, we have HBCUs, and about 13 of 15 of them, they can get grants, millions of dollars, grants to do
research. That's right.
They can collect the data, and then we have people like Jay-Z got his law firm together to try to get people out. This could be a grand, grand mission for them once they've got the data and the research to back up, and we can get that information out to people when they really start thinking about a man in prison for 44 years for attempted rape that he didn't even attempt to do.
Oh, my goodness, that's crazy. That is insane.
Yes.
And yet the
I call it dry lynching. They lynched them. They lynched them. I call it a dry lynching.
Yes.
Because it destroyed his whole life. And no money is worth those 44 years that's been done. And that is over and over and over. And we don't even think about it. That's one of the main reasons my nonprofit is African Holocaust Museum, is that when I mentioned to my people that we had a Holocaust, they think nothing but Jewish people during World War II. They owned that. They owned it. And I tell them, don't you think hundreds of years and chattel slavery is a Holocaust?
Wow. Ooh,
and what we're going through now, somebody been in prison for 44 years.
Wow.
And the redlining and the microaggressions and all those things, we are still in a Holocaust.
Still today. We're not out of it yet.
We're not out of it. And we don't even know we ain't out of it.
That's
because we're just going along with the system, and there's so many things in the system right now we're just going to talk about that past lie.
Yeah, I like
the 13th Amendment freed us. That's a half lie, half truth is a lie.
That's
it's
right.
Just like you, yeah, you can't be half pregnant.
It just ain't gonna work. You are, you are.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah,
be
yeah,
half out
yeah.
of the car driving, or you are, one way or the other, because like, you're going to get hurt if you stay.
Right. Yes. So it really got weaponized during the Reagan and Clinton years.
Uh-huh.
Where we went from 230,000 people in prison to 2 million
wow.
and a half.
Prison. Who isn't that something?
We are the most imprisoned society in the Western, in the whole world.
Yes, that's right.
Those things
that's
are
right.
not told us. We don't
wow.
realize that we have the most amount of prisoners in the whole world.
Wow. Listen to you. Oh, my God, you are right
yeah.
on point. We are 5% of the world.
Yeah, and so people, that's why critical race theory, they don't want the truth taught at all.
Wow.
They don't need it. But the internet is there. And once you tell somebody what you don't want to know, that's what they go right at.
Yeah.
You can't depend upon the schools to teach. We have to teach over the internet. We have to teach
yes.
our people.
Yes.
And we have to teach with books, with movies,
that's right.
with songs. The comedians, they get over
yeah.
a lot of communications to how it really is. So we have to go all of those avenues to educate
Amen.
The people on what's
yeah.
going on, what's really going on.
Yes, oh yes, yes. And see, like you just said there, until we can get a full grasp on the really hidden, sinister creation of the 13th Amendment, if you realize, Sister
mm-hmm.
Pam,
mm-hmm.
the first 12 amendments, we were not even mentioned, even the name slave wasn't. You want to know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because 12 or 13 of the original presidents of the United States were themselves master slave servers. You know, they were slave owners themselves.
Right.
So when you look at the 13th Amendment, you have to look at the hidden sinister connection to that with this passage
mm-hmm.
because in 1863 all the way to 1865 when the Emancipation Proclamation was passed, you got to realize, too, it was worse for blacks after 1865 when that rolled around. That's called during what you call Reconstruction period, during a period in time from now the slavery is over with by paper. Okay, now during the Reconstruction period, what are you people going to do for 12 years? So in 1877, when that ended, go ahead.
Yeah, Reconstruction, actually, mm-hmm. we did better than we are now.
No,
and
that's
Reconstruction, when the soldiers, the Northern soldiers were still occupying the
mm-hmm.
South, they were elected, even the governor, lieutenant governor of Louisiana had a black lieutenant governor. There were
yeah,
senators.
Yeah,
okay,
no, you're right.
More.
We had them in senators, legislators, and all. Sure.
We build banks. We build the Wall Street and all of those entities
yes.
during
yes.
that Reconstruction period. But as
mm-hmm.
soon as they got a little... and got the KKK and got Birth of a Nation.
Oh,
that
there
movie,
you go. There you go.
Birth of
there
a Nation,
go.
Got out. Then that's when all the laws and black and white and the Jim Crow laws.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Imprisoning us to do labor for them for free.
That's when
it really got bad, and things are looking. It may not bounce back way back to the Jim Crow, but We're getting a bounce back right now. We're getting the traction with all the gerrymandering that they're doing. The people they've put in the Supreme Court and the judges, that's why McConnell wanted so many judges that thought like them. Mm-hmm. They're setting us back to where we're going back.
Oh, man. They're constantly fighting to strip us whatever little rights we have right now. In several states, blacks not even allowed a right to vote anymore. If you don't got a proper ID, you don't even get... I tell you, these people are so stupid. It's just amazing to me.
It is going to retract. That's what's happening right now. And if we don't get that 13th corrected, then we can go after the bureau, get that corrected. Then other things, because even if we get reparation, that 13th Amendment, the credit, and other roadblocks, they're going to take the money back. They're going to get it back.
Oh, yeah. That's already the plot and plan. You got to realize they don't do something without having a hidden sinister plan. They're in hidden. Come on now. Everything they do, you may see the surface part of it, but you don't see the hidden. So when they pop up side of the head, man, I didn't realize they were. No, that's the intent. So you don't realize what they were doing, because if you did, you squabble with it before it gets passed.
It ain't going to happen. Biden tried to give the black farmers that were not given loans and that lost their land, he tried to give them a step up. What happened? Stephen, that dude that was with Trump, he did a lawsuit, so it's tied up to where they can't get that money to help them out on those on losing their land and stuff. They will always put a roadblock, put it in the court, and who owns the courts? That Kyle. The Kyle Rittenhouse, his case shows you who owns the courts. For that judge to be able to do what he did.
Sit down like he was his friend, his buddy. You know, sit down watching TV together, looking at the verdicts and all that. And then let him pick his own jury. And, come on now.
This child killed two people. And then acquitted it on killing two people.
Yeah. They glorifying their youth. I'm trying to show them how to be prepared to be revolutionaries, because, sister, civil war is coming. I'm telling you. It's coming.
And
believe you me.
Yeah. OJ, they crucified him. He was acquitted till they got him. But they're not doing this to Trayvon. They ain't doing it to the guy that killed Trayvon Martin. They ain't doing it to him.
Oh, man.
But if he gave up, they need to put him in jail. You're not doing it to him.
No, because they're killing one of us. They have the right of way. The policies and practices and procedures protects them. When it comes to us. So, you know, but like you were saying, we have to fight the good fight. But we can't fight the good fight when you don't have people in the United States that look like you fighting on your side. They always want to press you down, push your head in the ground, denounce you behind your back in front of the slave master, and undercut what you're trying to do. This for progressive work. Well, we have two split people in our own party, which is the Negro, House Negro, and the Field Negro that Malcolm X told us about. I mean, people need to listen to those words. I see he's told us the Africans and Americans. Our problem is you have the House Negro dividing the Field Negro up with the slave master, because the slave master with the House Negro sent the slave Negroes, House Negroes, out to the slaves to man and make sure they work, whatever, and then he would come back and say, hey, Master so-and-so, so-and-so, Miss Susie told me she's sick today. Oh, really? Well, don't feed her today. Matter of fact, she can't even have a baby. Take a baby away from her. We'll show her something. See, so those kind of things, ruling by force and fear, but our own people.
Like
the same
Clarence
mindset.
Thomas, Tim
Scott. Oh.
What's this, Candace Jones? Where do they even publish what she says? Who in the hell is she?
She's a team player. That's why she's getting recognition. Talking about the honorable lives of Muhammad, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, them people. I mean, lady, you didn't supposed to be doing all of that stuff. I mean, we already divided it. And then you got your own black family hating you because you coming out of the side and talk about the great black leaders who pioneers who made a difference in our society.
What did Candace Jones do that to make it to where they're always quoting her? Please.
Well, you're right, but you got to realize she is a company man, meaning that she's doing what we're saying. We're going to give her a face. She's a good-looking face, as they say. She's intelligent, went to some of the white schools that these people talk about, so they need somebody who can effectively side with them, even though looking stupid, that we overlook her inadequacies. You know, now you and me, we don't. But those who don't have the power or authority to see between her lines, they think she's doing something great. But see, she's doing the same thing that the slave master did, even on the slave plantation, where she divided our house. A divided house cannot stand. You know?
Yeah, it was a slave that turned in Matt Turner. So, yeah. Yeah. So there's always those that
they're going to always be ahead. They're going to always be ahead, sis. I told you, we got them even among our ranks, on our pages and all that. You know, people can spies. Come on now. That's how they controlled and broke down the Black Panthers, well-renowned group that fed breakfast to kids and gave them education and hospital and free medical. Come on now. You know that inner fighting they created all that. Like Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X had them fighting against each other. Come on now. Anytime black folks get together, COINTELPRO is going to be there to destroy the manifestation of progress. You just can't be you can't get around that. You see?
It's what people like ourselves,
the COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program. That's what that meant. You black folks talking about it, I'm gonna, as J. Hoover say, I'm gonna make sure that a black Messiah don't come from amongst y'all's rank. I'm gonna keep y'all fighting, arguing, and shooting each other. I'm gonna make sure that don't happen. You know, and he said the closest thing at that time is right.
You get a nonprofit gonna try to do good, but then you take money from them. And anybody you take money from, they're the ones who are going to tell you what your agenda is.
You got to do it because they'll cut your funding off. That's why I'm glad you mentioned that, Sister Pam. That's why the NAACP is controlled by the white Jews today. They tell them what agenda to act upon.
Yes.
That's why you never hear NAACP talking about smoking and cancer and stuff. You never hear anything like that that's going to actually affect communities. Mm-hmm. So and those same sponsors, they back that to the Philip Morrow and those you know, smoking companies, you know, a lot of several years back got a lot of them sued and companies got bankrupt. They was charging them because they didn't tell them on their cigarette packages that cigarettes could cause smoking and could cause cancer. Well, those big corporations, after a while, now you know how that all that died out, and guess what? They're still selling the cigarettes. See, so you have to look at the major focus on the corporate America runs the world. Especially in the United States and abroad. No European country has not, at some point, has the influence of the United States of America therein. I don't care what Russia, even matter of fact, even Putin has a majority of his money in banks over here in the United States. Now, look at that. They already know that we could be fighting and holding each other's money and stuff up and all that, but he's not worried about all that because he never would have put it in there. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all a tie-in, sister. They make them think like they're arguing and fighting with each other, but in the background, all right, Harry, you're going to go on Ukraine or what you're going to do. Don't worry about it. Yeah, look, we got to, you know, our family in the United States, we can't say we wish you now, Putin. So now you go ahead and do what you need to do now, but, man, you got to slow down a little bit now. You got to let some people go and just take your time. See, that's how they work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you and I would never see that part of it because to see that part would expose the evil, diabolical, wicked maneuvers that's going on between you and my back. Why do you think the things that's going on with these pandemics, you think that was by accident? That was by design to kill off, they say, too many people on the population of the earth. And chromosome delta and COVID has killed more than 25 million people already. Look at that.
Yeah.
We're not talking about it affected. Here in the United States, it's affected and killed literally 800,000 of us here in the United States alone. So we know that's not even a far stretch imagination that 25 million have died, especially in a big country like this already. And you got 800,000 that's dead, and not about those in the hospital still dying in other countries from that. You understand what I'm saying? The big wigs in the United Nations are the ones who want to control the Earth's population rate because they said it's affecting the ozone, the climate, the food, the health, you know. And at the same time, you know, the only reason why it's affecting that, because the wealthy think that they can buy up all the land that God gave to all of us. So therefore, they're going to put us like on TPs and different stuff like this. You can't do that, man. Land don't belong to you. How are you going to come up and use something that you – you see how I'm getting it? So they're going to tell you that they're evil, wicked, and thieves themselves, but the law protects them. Why? Because they have the people that power look like them and tell them to pass the laws to make sure you can steal what you want. You can go over and into your pockets. You know, you see what I'm saying?
So
that is what we're dealing with. The laws are not designed to protect you and me. We don't have the money. They can pass a law today that affects all of us but them, and what do? We have to sit back and look crazy and wonder what new, next movie going to make. So like you said, the thing that Brother Jay-Z and him is doing, we have to help them do our part too, because if we don't do our part, they're wasting our time, because maybe they affect 40, 50, maybe 10,000 people. But the point of the matter is, look at the millions of people who's not being affected by it, but you can't blame them because you're not getting on board with them.
Right.
You follow
what I'm saying? Yes, and they're each doing a part. Like I showed you Colin is doing, Colin Kaepernick, whatever.
No,
how
Colin
he
Kaepernick.
Is helping. Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick, the best football player,
Yes, how he is giving families money to do autopsies on these people that are
police
killed in police custody. Yes.
I gave that brother so much praise and glory, because if you know, don't you know, if we could had somebody already in place doing that, but what I'm trying to say, nothing is never too late. It's just that we have to get up and start doing it.
Right.
You know, so in other words, the naturally, nine times out of ten, the police agencies and the autopsy, the medical examiners, the pathologists, they all working hand in hand anyway, you know, because they're still state institutions. You see? Therefore, like what Colin Kaepernick is saying, is okay, but don't worry about it, y'all. So the state medical examiner is going to doctor documentation up. Don't worry about it. We have an independent, black-owned, connected pathologist, and we're going to see what they say if it matches that. You see?
Right.
So right now, he better keep his head up, because they're going to be after him.
And see, that's what the Department of Justice should have been doing all this time.
Well, sure, they should have been, but they're not doing it.
Right.
They're not doing it.
Nope.
Because they know
what
to do, then they would be arresting all the agencies that work beneath them. All of them is law enforcement.
Right.
But the Department of Justice, that don't mean for you and me. I mean, they're just up there to a figurehead to make it look like we have somebody to go to when we're being threatened on our life, health, and mentality. That's just something that they're making money on. They get donations and proceeds from that system. I'm trying to tell you, the people in power running those big corporations and businesses are getting money from the poor people to keep them fighting and arguing over each other, and that's how they keep the prisons and jails and things filled. I'm trying to, all of it's tied in. Donate to your health care fund. Vote, donate to cancer. We'll do this for you. Man, a lot of them people are coming, sending food supplies to alternate countries and things that's starving. Man, them people don't see half the stuff being sent over there. Get serious. Yeah, rebels and things taking it from them, feeding their family. Come on. I hear you.
Yeah, they don't see the money. The USAID, they're supposed to see the money.
No.
All of it goes to American companies.
Oh, yes, come on now. But they have to make it look like the United Way. Our nurses are done. They show you a few spot ups on the TV screen, but when the TV goes off, oh man, all right, take your shirts off, y'all. Okay, y'all, you don't have to fake anymore. The camera's not on anymore. I'm telling you.
That's exactly what's going on. They take a few pictures and then they bank that money. Do what they want to do with that money.
Yes, that's how they get you and me to send $19 a month. St. Jude, feed the children. Now St. Jude, I kind of like them because they are making strides as far as helping people with, you know, sclerosis of the liver and stuff like that, kids and things, kids, Shriners. Those Shriners are the ones making the money too, but see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Even them kids like that and children's hospital and stuff, they're not receiving the bulk of the monies either. It's just enough to save one or two when you got 20 of 25 others that's dying. You see what I'm saying? But you don't see that part.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Sister, they're all locked in, the Shriners, the Masons, and Those are the people of corporate America. Those people, that's Ivy League scholars, those are the people that got the money, but they need it from the poor folks. That's why the poor folks are so broken down, and you have poverty communities in every city, sister, because they're taking the money out from us and having us to support causes that really don't affect us.
Right.
That's how
right. And then until the white poor realize that they're in the same boat with us.
Bam.
That's what this one guy, his name is white guy, Tim Wise. I don't know why. All of these folks not listening to Tim Wise.
Yeah.
Where
yes,
he's teaching them. Yeah, we're in the same boat as them. But look what happened with Trump. You have these 5 million of them voted for Trump. Somebody was 2 times impeached. Somebody that gave the rich folks a tax break. And they voted for him. And, you know, the whole bunch of white folks voted for him.
Because they're so misunderstood.
They're so misunderstood,
so you got to realize it.
Yes. And they are suffering out there, but at least they're white.
There you go. There you go. And they're just sacrificial lambs of those of us who, they're called useless eaters by the powerful wealthy. You know, you're useless eaters, so we can drop you over there with the other scumbags, and we'll know to keep y'all over here, and we'll get money from the federal government to say we need to feed and house you in our prisons and all that. And by the way, we're going to make more money off y'all as well by making you work in our factories, outside companies. That's what I'm trying to tell you, since I just told you. The big wigs are keeping the money in their pocket, and they can divert it to other areas of interest to them. Pay people on the street to labor. You're not paying inmates. Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't be getting near as far as you wanted to get.
Right.
People in the prison, in the machine factory, make 10 to 15 cents an hour.
Yes.
Some don't even make that much. Maybe I think to the extent $4 an hour. So think about it like that. $4 an hour, are you kidding me?
While their children are starving and suffering, in behind the 13th Amendment.
Yes, I agree with you.
Truth, it did not end slavery, only chattel slavery, not slavery.
Yes, I got you. Where beforehand, like you said, chattel slavery, you were considered furniture, a hog, or other cattle. But with the indentured service, we still saying you're a slave, but we recognize you as a human being. But because of your wrongs, we make you pay for it.
Right.
You see, so I'm done with you, and there's no question about it. And probably what I do tonight, I may just might do a slight video on it tonight, just to, because like I said, when I get in that frame of mind and spirit, I like to say things that make people, you know, give them a little bit of something. Because people like to, believe it or not, I don't know, Pam, Sam, when I get on there with my videos and things, people like it because they know I'm talking about something. You know, I'm not just on there to look for it. I'm getting solutions. You know what I mean? I'm really touching them, saying things. They have a loved one in jail or whatever, and you know what I mean? I'm telling them how to watch out for the government, what you can't blame somebody else.
Right.
You are part of the problem because you're not doing it, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't give them a pass.
Yeah, that's something they can share with others when you
That's it. Hopefully that they will sit down and little kids that may be interested in it. I mean, because there are some revolutionary families now. Believe you me, I mean, somebody's taking in what we're saying. Believe it. It's not that we're just running like a fly on the wall. No, we're not. It's attaching.
Yeah.
Once that putty hits that wall, it's not just rolling off. So some minds are being affected. Trust me. Believe you me.
It's all enlightening. That's what we want to do. We want to enlighten people to a train of thought that they hadn't been exposed to before.
Yes.
They sure didn't get it in school.
There you go. Now you're talking to me. See, but at the same time, you got to realize, Sister Pam, listen at this, though. Watch this here. We are really a destructive force in our own ranks, because at least 30% of family households are headed by the mother alone, father's dead, homeless, in jail, homosexual. You follow what I'm getting at? So that also, we need to start to tighten the gap on the relationship between the male and the female. And as long as you got domestic violence going on, as long as you got poverty going on, as long as you got disrespecting one another going on, there's going to be no cohesiveness or unity in our community. I'm going to do some, matter of fact, showing that in a couple of weeks as well. I have to show that we have to start.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on child support and how it has broken up. How during the Clinton administration and how tax deductible normally, and that's why the man disappeared from the family he divorced, disappears from him because he'll have to pay 20%. It's not tax deductible. I don't know how to make it tax deductible, but that's a whole different topic I'd love to talk about.
Oh, I just told you, so that's the idea. So put that on your calendar, and we'll do that in probably a couple of weeks, and we got more people. I'm definitely going to know. See, what we're doing, Pam, is we are educating people in areas that, you know how many people be interested in what you're saying that didn't know and don't know today?
Right. Yeah.
You see? But so we have to make it interesting to them. We have to give them something they're not used to hearing all the time. That's why on our show here, people love it because we're talking about topics that they don't normally hear because no one is giving it to them straight, uncut funk, in other words, excuse my expression, just giving it to them like it needs to be said, not covering it up, not watering it down, not siding with the wrong. I mean, giving it to you, and if you can't decipher it, ask us and tell us, and we'll see if we can't break it down further for you. Again, on this show, there's no right or wrong. On this show, there are ideas, there are thoughts, and their opinions count. That's why they love them to tune in.
Okay.
You see? So that's why I reached out to you again on the 13th Amendment because I felt it was necessary that needed to be said. On my on the show here, on y'all's show, it's actually already y'all's show, on your show here, I don't just want to be a one-hit wonder. We're going to rotate all these topics again, all of them. You see them again? So what better way can you keep the mentality and mindset on the people's hearts about what you're talking about, if you don't continue to talk about it, it's going to evaporate. But if you continue to talk about it, it's going to catch on after a while. Well, you know what, man, I learned this a little bit more because everybody learns differently, Pam. You might learn it in 4 words in an hour. I might learn it in 7 hours. I might need the next person might learn it in the next 2 days or whatever. You see what I'm getting at? Because all of us have an independent way in which we absorb things.
Yes, and we can make it so that people will have an epiphany. That's what it is, where the light bulb come on.
Yes. And we want them to know, but like you just said, we want to talk about the African Holocaust. See, we ain't done no show on that yet. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
There's so many things that's out there. You have an idea already set in stone with what your African Holocaust Museum, showing how we had picks around our necks and tied together and chained and forced in the cotton fields and working up from sundown and how we were pillaged in Guyana and Ghana and stuff like that. See what I'm saying? Enough of us don't hear about our Kivu land, the land of the dark-skinned people, what we lived like, you know, before we came to the racist, white supremacist America. You see what I'm saying? Enough of us to think, they're cannibals.
The colonization that happened in the 1880s of Africa, how they got together in Europe and divided up between each other.
Yes, it doesn't frustrate you.
They had guns and they had the repeating gun and cannons.
So
colonization, and they had us looking at those French foreign legions fighting in Africa and toys and movies and cowboy
movies.
There
you go. Now you're talking.
Brainwashing us, indoctrinating us into the way they think, and into their critical race theory. Was the Westerns.
Yes.
Where the Indians were the blue people. Hello. The Indians were the bad people killing the poor settlers.
Yes. And when I think about even now, amen, you know. This is why I like talking to people like yourselves and others, because others on the show are saying they appreciate what we're giving back to the public and the public gets educated. Believe it or not, man, when you think people are not listening to you, Pam, Sam, whenever you do something, if you notice sometimes I comment on some of the stuff that you got to let you know, hey, I'm watching you, even if I don't say anything, so that lets you know others are watching too. Okay? Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may not comment. They may not say a word, but you can best believe they may be saying something that you said and rotating and giving it to someone else because it sounds good, because that's the way God works. Everything don't just become immediate.
Yeah.
God, when, if God is for you, he's more than the whole world is against you. He is the one that says when that person learns, when that person doesn't learn, not you and me. All we have to do is share the knowledge, get it out there, make it approachable, and then let God lead it from there. We're not the saviors of the world.
True.
We're just making it accessible to them for whatever they need.
Yes.
You know? So that's why I say it's a great thing that we're doing what we're doing, because as long as we continue to do what we do, believe me, the angels in heaven are smiling. Believe me. Don't ever think that they aren't. You're doing what you're doing because you were unsatisfied with the status quo, and thereby you're a revolutionary. People don't look at it and understand a revolutionary is not somebody that's terrible or bad. A revolutionary is someone who thinks that the status quo, the way things are being done, needs to be changed, and they feel that they can be a part of the process to make it happen. That's what that means. But until we can get more people to understand that they are actually revolutionary, then they are actually fighting in the struggle and cause, until they understand that they're going to continue to be manipulated, oppressed by the oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no liberation for them because they don't understand what liberation means. You have to understand what those words and phrases mean. You just, it's not some pretty talk that sounds good. You have to educate yourself too. And that's, like I said, that's what I do.
Yeah.
If you see me, like I said, that's what I do. Give it to them.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize that they are being oppressed. Somebody got a foot on your neck and you don't even realize.
You got it.
Until somebody pointed it to you.
Yeah.
How that foot looks and what it's doing that it shouldn't be doing.
Amen, amen. I tell you what I want us to do next. We got about 15 minutes here. I tell you what I want us to do next week, Pam, if you agree. I want us to do a Zoom call, and I want to have a few more other people that I want to let. So, you know, when you talk to people and see their face, you kind of get a better feel of who that person is, what they stand for, what principles, what, you know what I mean? The expressions, that's when certain things are said. I think people, because like I said, some people are good listeners, but then some people need to see a person's face before they can really just, you know, gravitate toward the intellect or the knowledge or wisdom that the person may be sharing. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? You know, I want.
There's different forms of communication.
There you go.
The visual, the voice, and believe it or not, being in the same room, that is a different communication altogether. If you were sitting next to me, we were talking, there's a communication going on. That doesn't happen over the voice. It doesn't happen just
now.
By seeing you to be there.
Yes. Yeah, there you have it. There you're talking. So I think then this Friday, then let's think of a topic. And matter of fact, you can create the topic. Give me a couple of days' notice on it. But I'll already put my Zoom call. I already put it together. I'll put something on paper so that way we'll know how to this Friday, say about 8 o'clock again. And we'll just go through it and see what we can come up with and do the Zoom. And I guarantee we're going to have a lot more people because they already know my face. I'm sure you got people who know your face. So when we tell them we're going to have that, they're going to clock in. Believe me. Believe you me. No matter how, as a matter of fact, all over the world. You know what I mean? Because that's why I held back. I didn't want to do that just yet. I wanted to hold back. So now, because I got them pretty much comfortable with the Blog Talk Radio show. So now they say, oh, we get to see them people in person. Oh, so that's how he looks. This is him. That's that another. Oh, so they're doing live now. See, in other words, we already live, but I mean, we can see their faces physically and then allow them to come on and you can see their faces or whatever. And just have, I want to do something like one of these times, Pam, we kind of look at it. I want to do something like an Oprah Winfrey show. You know, having just an audience, people, and let them sit back and let's pick a topic. And again, no right or wrong. I think if you get people out there and give them an opportunity to express what's on their minds, you can also
Let's do a time limit. That's real important.
Yeah.
Because
when I
see things that last for 2 hours, it's like, I ain't got time for that.
No. Just something like, say, maybe 30 minutes or something, maybe 45 minutes, something like that to just get it going where they're going to want it next time. You know what I mean? Just where they just, we just doing on, the just the topic and then, And, okay, y'all, boom, y'all like this? Okay, we're not going to do it every Friday night. We may do it 2 weeks from now. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's not every Friday. Mm-hmm. It's not, no, I myself, yeah. I'd be too busy. I couldn't do it, you know, radio and law and all that stuff. But I just want to give them something at least they can look forward to. Well, man, we know every 2 to 3 weeks, bam, we're going to see their faces.
Let me tell you the next topic I want to talk on and the reason why I want to talk on it.
Come on.
Is child support. And the reason why,
okay,
and there have been men who have killed their ex-wife and killed the children. Because of that financial burden,
yes,
that, and they don't know what to do, and nobody told them what to do, and they have to go in hiding. I know men that are in hiding right now. They cannot build a life. They cannot save for the future because they ran away because they couldn't afford to live off the money that was left on their paycheck after child support. So, yeah, that I want to talk
about. Okay, well, you make sure you put it on your calendar and make sure and you give me some information on it when you want to start it off, and that way, so when we do that, I want everybody to be able to see that, man, we mean business here. I mean, I'm with you. I told you, I understand whatever you're talking about.
I want people on because I've got a solution.
Okay,
and
well,
people don't know the solution. And that's another crime of not knowing the solution. Nobody's sharing the solution.
Okay, well, I just told you, I'm ready to hear it. And you know you got the platform.
Okay.
I got it already. So that's what I do. I told y'all, this is y'all's show. This is the Zoom and all. I am just simply here to give an opportunity for us a platform, whoever have an idea, because I'm just a one-man show. I can't know every solution to every problem. I can't know every answer. I can't know every topic. But others can who...
Yeah. Right.
You know, so I just want to give it back to the people that need to hear it.
Okay.
So, yes. All right, sister, I'm going to get up out of here. We're going to... Let me. I deliberately didn't go to commercial break because all the people that was working with me told me to go ahead and keep doing what I'm doing because they had a lot of people. We got a lot of listeners, people from Chicago, Denver, New Orleans. So I'm talking about they be calling from all over. You hear me? Atlanta, you know. Oh, man.
Okay.
Yes, you see what I'm saying? So we're drawing a large audience. And matter of fact, I'm going to show you this one guy who's an executive director of a powerful radio show in Atlanta. He wants to partner with me. So in other words, he wants his audience larger. I think he said we can both use one another in that light because the audience that he doesn't have now that I would have, and the audience that he has, which is much larger than mine, just think how much more better and we'll be able to get the word out. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's the most important thing is to get the word out.
You just said it. What else do we need to know about? That's what you just said.
Yeah.
You need to get the word out because. Jesus said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And the Word was made flesh. So that's telling you the Word needs to get out. Ain't no way around it. So as long as we can get the Word out, we're doing what God wants us to do. We're going to be blessed, and we're going to be highly favored because we're doing what we're supposed to do. So if you have any parting shots, you can go ahead and tell me what's on your mind, and then I'll get up out of here. But, again, let's make this thing work. I want to get with Brother Jay-Z, too. I wonder how I can write it. I wonder if he got a fan page or something. He probably does. I want to write him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to write him. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, the next time I talk, I want everybody, because somebody knows somebody that's paying child support or living with a man, married to a man that's paying child support. It affects all of our lives, and I got the solution.
Okay, well, I mean, you say you got it, and I believe and I understand it, and I'm ready to accept it. Bottom line.
Okay.
You know, so.
Okay.
All right, so be blessed now, and we're going to definitely talk to one another again. And again, it's always an honor and pleasure for you to come on this show and let me talk to you and let others hear your voice. And you keep doing what you need to do. And if there's anything I can help you with, don't hesitate. You know I'm right here. I'm always available. I don't care if it's 20, if it's 3 or 4 in the morning. If you feel that's important, you wake me up for it, then it's got to be handled. Because I'm just saying that's how I am.
Okay, Mike.
All right, be blessed.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to have a problem.
You too. Bye.
Be blessed, brother. All right, y'all. This is Baba Wetapa. I'm getting ready to get out of here. But, again, let me leave you with a little bit of music, and then I'll be right back to let you know that we are making it happen. Everybody, this is Baba Wetapa returning right here to People Power Radio, your radio show, where I am your host with the most, Baba Wetapa, father of many nations. We want to thank you all for joining us tonight and being a part of our weekly broadcast measures, and we hope that we have entertained you to a great degree. I'm going to get out here really early tonight because I have a few other things that are prior and very important. I need to get to them before I miss out on them. But before I go, we're going to give you at least 20 minutes of nice-sounding radio and good-sounding cuts so that you can always know that if I'm not around, if you don't hear our voice, you will hear some kind of music or something that's going on to kind of soothe you into a peaceful, warm, and loving night. So, again, if there's any of you out there today who have some idea for our radio show, you know you can contact me at area code 405-246-9089. That's area code 405-246-9089, and we just want you to know that we are here for you, and this is your radio station. Give us your ideas. Give us your thoughts. Give us your mindset. Tell us what you think that we, the public, need to hear. Because believe you or not, we all have something that we can share that is important to each and every one of us on every level, on a daily basis. So I want to thank y'all very much for allowing me into your home. This is Baba Wee Top. I'm getting ready to sign off. Again, right here in Oklahoma City, everybody be blessed. And let's listen to a little bit more music for the next 20 minutes. Y'all be blessed, and God bless all of y'all. Have a good one. All right, y'all, that's going to do it for me. Good night, and God bless you.